Oh, Jonathan, you are here. Jonathan. So, okay, we are Gérald and Sophie from France. And Danny asked us to give our testimony today. So I will do it because if it's Gérald, you will have some events, but he never knows the dates, so it's sometimes crazy. I'm more like this. So, just to present ourselves, we are getting married 31 years ago. We have one son, 30 years old. Then we have four grandkids, two boys and two girls. They are in France, in Aix-en-Provence, near Marseille. So they lived in Israel for our son for 5 years. So, and they had to go back to France. And so just a little bit of us. I come from a Catholic family. Gérald comes from a Protestant family. Then we met in a dance company. Yes, so I was a professional ballerina when I was young. Then we met in 1982 or three. I think three. No, two. We left in three, so we met in 1982. And so I will skip all this part because we have a long, long story and a funny story and even funny. Some weeks ago, I spoke with someone about our time in the dance company. And Fanny, who the young lady with us, she's not our daughter, but she's Kim At, our daughter. And she knows a lot of our story. And she was there, and she went, "What? What? I didn't know that. What? I didn't know that." Because yeah, we were not allowed to date. Then we had to find a way. Then, okay. So, when we met, we were not Christian. I was Catholic, he was Protestant, but not really, we didn't have really faith. So, we get married in 1985. Our son was born in 86. Then we went to Switzerland to visit some Gerald's family. And it was his aunt, and she was a Christian, but we didn't know it. She was a real believer. Then we talk a little bit. Then she said suddenly, "You know, there is a man, his name is Billy Graham, he's from America, and if one day he comes to France, maybe he will come one day, if one day he comes, you have to go there and to listen to him." So we are very polite. So we said, okay, well, yes, we will. But we thought he will never come to France, so it's fine. Then after 3 weeks, we went back to our home. Then I take our mail from the mailbox. Then I found this invitation to go to listen Billy Graham in Paris. So we lived in Paris, near Versailles. So we said, okay, well, we have to go. So we went. Then huge place in Paris, many, many people. Then, in fact, we don't remember what Billy Graham said, not a word. But what we remember that at the end, when, you know, there is a call, silence, nobody moves, 5,000 people, then suddenly a woman woke up, then began to go down. Then I felt in my heart, we have to go, we have to go. Then I was waiting for Gérald to stand up and to go. But he didn't do anything. So, you know, it was burning in me. So suddenly I took his hand and I said, okay, we go. So we went. And it was the beginning of our story with the Lord. We have been contacted by American missionaries in our city. Then we began to learn the Bible and to learn how to be a Christian and what is it to be a Christian. So we are really grateful to the American people because of them we are here. Then in 1988, Gérald received a call to be a pastor. And in 1988, my mom passed away 28 years ago. She was 51. Then in the same time, the Lord spoke to Gérald to become a pastor. Then I said, so my mom passed away. Then I said, oh, how I can tell my dad that he will resign to become a pastor. So, because my dad is, he has blue eyes, a beard, you know, and when he look at you, woo, sometimes you freeze. Then, so I came to my dad and I said, you know that Gérald will become a pastor. And I was sure I will receive the from my dad. Because for him, it was really important that we have a job, you know, we have a house, a job, like a lot of parents, most of parents. Then he looked at me and he said, oh, you know, I knew it. And I said, okay, so my dad is not Christian. We pray for him at the Wednesday prayer meeting. And I said, okay. And he said, yes, your mom told me that before she died. She told me, you know, one day Gérald will be a pastor. Then it was for us wonderful because the Lord used the death of my mom to touch the heart of my dad. So, a few months later, so Gérald knew the Lord wanted for him to be a pastor, and I knew it too. But he had a job, and we had a son. And one Thursday, Gérald came, and he said, okay, you know, tomorrow I will resign from my job. I said, tomorrow? He said, yes. I said, no. He said, but the Lord spoke to me. I said, okay, but please, the Lord spoke to you. I know that you have a call on your life, for sure, but resign tomorrow. Please wait until Sunday. I would like for the Lord to have a chance to talk to me. So Friday and Saturday and Thursday, Sunday morning, afternoon, and on Sunday evening, I was praying, and I said to Gérald, if the Lord doesn't talk to me on Monday, you will resign, because I know there is a call, but I wanted to have the peace, you know, myself. Then on Sunday evening, I was praying, and just simply and suddenly the peace of God came upon me. You know, the only time it happens. Really, the peace of God came upon me. Then I received this verse, Matthew 6:26, because, you know, I, as a wife and a mom, I was, you know, asking the Lord, but how we will live. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow or reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And for me, it was okay. Okay. This is I know this is from you. This is. So I ran to Gerald and I said, okay, tomorrow you can resign. So, and he did. So we had a church for, again, I skip a lot of things. And we had our church for 20 years in Versailles, near Paris. Then in 1996, we came for the first time in Israel. A pastor said, you know, I go to Israel, do you want to come with us? So for us it was, wow, we will go. We never thought we will leave France. So we said, okay, maybe it will be the only time, the only trip to Israel for us. So yes, we'll go. So we went. Then at that time, we received a word from a man, young man, young Frenchman. We don't know him. He didn't know him. And we just know that his name is François. That's it. We never saw him after. And when he saw us, he came and he said, you know, when you came, the Lord showed me that one day you will come to live in Israel. We said, okay, thank you. Then, you know, it was far from our thoughts. But on this trip, we have been touched by the Lord. But we came back to our life with our church, with, you know, everything. But the pastor who invited us, he was, he organized. He organized tours for French groups. Then he was sick, so he called us and he said, "Okay, I have a tour group in 2 weeks. I cannot go. So, do you want to take my place?" So we said, "Oh yeah, for sure." So we began to also organize groups for 8 or 9 years, twice a year. We came with French people. We wanted for the French people to visit Israel. Then, during that time, in fact, we completely forgot the word of this man, one day you will come to live in Israel. It was because we wanted to have, you know, the word of the Lord in our hearts, not telling by someone. We wanted, so it was, you know, somewhere. Then, during that time, these trips, we understood after that the Lord was preparing us to come here. But, you know, our life was, on avançait dans la vie. Yeah, I have my 3 people, because Jonathan is here also. I have my helpers. Then, in 2002, we knew, we really had in our heart that yes, we will come to live in Israel. But it was really from the Lord in our hearts. So we said, then after a while, the word of this young man came back and we said, oh, but the Lord told us that a few years ago. So between the word in 1996 and when we came in 2005, 9 years. So 9 years, the Lord took the time to teach us to, you know, to equip us to do what we needed to be here. Then in 2002, Gerald came in Israel because we thought that it was maybe the time for us to come. Because we knew at that time, yes, we will come to Israel, but our question was when? So he came back and he said, okay, we can go, but I asked some question to the Lord and we didn't receive any answer. So we said, no, we don't move, we stay here. So we stay in France for 3 more years. And in 2005, we came in Israel for two months. Then it was just after the death of my brother. I lost one of my brother, and it was very difficult for me. Then at that time, we said, okay, Lord, is it the time now to come to Israel? And I asked two questions. I said, okay, Lord, to do what? And where we will live? You know, it's a crazy question when we sing, because I didn't ask how we will live, money, you know, because we live by faith since 1988. So we knew that the Lord, if he will send us, he will provide. So for 5 or 6 weeks we stayed in Jerusalem and asking the Lord, Lord, we need an answer. Then the last days, the Lord answered the last days, in fact. He gave us the answer about to do what, because we knew about, Gerald is writing on internet, we are very close to the French Jewish community here, and in France too. Then he writes about misinformation, and it touched really the heart of the Jewish people. So we try to build a relationship, you know, between Christian and the Jews, because it's not easy. You all know that. So, in fact, our call here is to be witness and servant. So, then, I don't remember what I was saying. Yes, thank you. So, the Lord, we met some friends here, Jewish friends, and they said, okay, if you come back, we really need you to come to work in with our organization, Jewish organization. And I said, okay, but you know that we are Christian, Gerald is a pastor. She said, yes, but we need you as Christian. I said, okay. And 2 or 3 organizations contacted us and said, we need you, we want you to work with us. We said, okay. So, and when just a few hours before leaving, we went to go to say goodbye to a friend, Jewish friend, and she said, but if you come, you know, you can stay in my house. I have a huge house, and we can have an apartment for you. So we said, okay, Lord, and the Lord answered my question, and we knew at that time it was the time. So, okay, we came back to France. We said everybody that we will leave. You know, our church knows that the people in our church, they knew that one day we will leave. So when we came in the 17th of August 2005, it was the day for the, how do you say, disengagement? Le désengagement? Disengagement of Gush Katif, and it was not easy. Then a few days after, we called our friends and we said, okay, we are in Jerusalem, so we are ready to help you in your organization. And the first one said, oh well, We have a huge problem in our organization with the head, so now we don't work at that time. Okay, so we went to see the other one, and they said, you know, oh, well, it's not really the good time, and blah, 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 blah. Then we went to see our friends. She offered the house, and she said, oh, my husband is sick now, and he doesn't want any Christian in the house. So we said, okay, we need to find a way. Then we understood. I understood, because for Gérald, it was easy. The Lord called us, okay, we take our luggage and we go. For me, it was, you know, I had some questions, I needed some answers. The Lord knew that if I didn't have the answers, I will not move. You know, I will stay in France. So I asked questions, the Lord answered my question. Then, when we were here, he said, okay, now, you are here because we cut everything, you know, behind us. And he said, okay, now you are here, I will tell you where you will work and what you will do. And so, and the Lord opens a lot of many other doors, you know. So we are still very close to the Jewish, French, Francophone community. And Gérald is writing a lot on internet about misinformation, and we receive a lot of yesterday he wrote an article about Hallel, who was killed. And so many people send us back an answer saying thank you, just to being there. Just and a lot of Christian people in France answer saying, oh, we didn't know. We just read your letter, but we didn't know. So we know that we are here because it's the will of God. That's a small part of our story. And I wanted to say that at the beginning, but I forgot. But I just want to thank the Wednesday prayer meeting, because 2 weeks ago I talked about Sophie, Gérald's niece, that she was dying, and in fact she passed away last Shabbat. Then we've got a so strong support from Wednesday prayer meeting. They pray with us for many, many, many weeks. And we still pray for the family, for the two kids. She has two young kids. In fact, the oldest one is 11 today. And her mom passed away 1 week ago. His mom, sorry. So, but really, I want to encourage you to come to the Wednesday prayer meeting, because it's so, so, so important to pray, to be together and to pray. So I will let Gérald. And you know what's amazing? My mom passed away 28 years ago. She was 51. And Gérald's mom is 105. So she's alive. Life is strong. It is strange sometimes. But yeah, so Gérald will.
I just want to say something very special and thank both of them. Because it's like the first time I've heard from this microphone such a love for Israel. And I think the turning point for me now, wanting to get up and say something, was the fact that you wrote yesterday about the murder of Hillel, this 13-year-old girl in Kiryat Arba who was butchered in her bed on Thursday morning, or was it Wednesday morning? I've lost track. And so it is so important for us Jews. And okay, I'm a Jewish believer, but I identify wholly with the Jews, with Israel. And it's so important for us that we, as a body of believers in Yeshua, Christians, Gentiles, really begin to understand something of the love that they have and to identify with it. It is so, so important. And that's what makes the Jewish community, the Francophone Jewish community, say thank you and welcome them. And we just need it more and more and more in the English-speaking community, in the Russian-speaking community, wherever you come from. So just ask the Lord to give you that love for his people. He who touches Israel touches the apple of his eye. And that's clearly amen.
Yes, great. So I have time to preach little more. And you know that the Lord put Israel on our hearts, and it's a burden. Because when I saw the death of this girl, 13 years old, and in her bed, she was tapped on 30 times. And I told the Lord, until when? Until when? It's a burning question. I was reading this morning on my Bible reading, Acts 1 and 6. The disciples spent 40 days with the Lord, risen, and he was on the depart to go in heaven. And just a question, Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom of David? It was a burning question for them. And I have this question in my heart. When, Lord? Cameron, tu veux pas m'aider? Tu veux pas m'aider? Ouais, à me traduire. Seigneur, quand c'est que tu vas venir sur la terre pour amener la justice?
Lord, when are you going to come back and bring justice?
Tu as donné une terre à ton peuple.
You gave the land to your people.
Tu as donné un état en 48. Tu as donné un état.
You gave a state in 1948.
Mais encore maintenant, les gens meurent assassinés.
And still today, people die assassinated.
Jusqu'à quand, Seigneur?
Until when, Lord?
Je pensais à Daniel.
So I started to think about Daniel.
Le prophète, il avait découvert un secret.
Prophet Daniel discovered a secret.
Il savait que dans le livre de Jérémie,
he knew that in the book of Jeremiah,
70 ans est un chiffre vraiment important.
70 years is a very important number.
C'est une période prophétique.
It's a prophetic period.
Et Daniel a compris que c'était la fin de l'oppression babylonienne.
Daniel knew that it was the end of the Babylonian oppression.
Et pour aller plus vite, nous pouvons voir d'autres périodes de 70 ans.
And we can also see other periods of 70 years.
Et donc on sait que le communisme a duré 70 ans.
We know that the communist period lasted 70 years.
Le régime bolchevique a commencé en 1917.
The Bolshevik Revolution started in
1917.
1917.
Yeah. Mais l'oppression globale a été de 1919 à 1989.
But the whole duration was 70 years.
Jusqu'à la chute du mur de Berlin.
Until the end of the fall of the wall of Berlin.
Et vous savez que l'année prochaine nous serons en 2017.
And we know that next year will be in 2017.
2017, c'est un chiffre, c'est une date importante.
And this date is an important date.
Parce que c'est 70 ans après 1947. 70 ans après 47.
Because it's 70 years after 1947.
Yeah. 70 ans entre le début de la création d'Israël.
So 70 years since the beginning of the state of Israel.
Jusqu'à l'année prochaine.
Until next year.
Et je me mets à penser que ce peut être la fin d'une oppression.
So I think possibly that it's the end of an oppression.
Et quelle est cette oppression?
And what is this oppression?
L'islam.
Islam.
Et peut-être que l'islam va tomber.
And maybe Islam will fall.
Comme une idole qui va tomber par terre.
Like an idol that can fall on the ground.
Que Dieu veut détruire.
That God wants to destroy.
Et le peuple arabe sera libéré.
And the Arab people will be liberated.
Et il est marqué dans la Bible que les Arabes vont servir Israël.
And it's written in the Bible that the Arab people will serve Israel.
Les fils d'Ishmaël vont être une aide pour Israël.
The son of Ishmael will be a help to
Israël.
Israel.
Et on parlera hébreu même dans certaines villes en Égypte. On parlera hébreu.
Okay, you'll speak Hebrew in certain places
of Egypt.
In Egypt.
Yeah. Pour moi, c'est une espérance.
For me, it is a hope.
Parce que nous avons vu la mort de cette jeune fille.
Because we saw the death of this young lady.
Et son nom est symbolique.
And her name is symbolic.
Hallel.
Hallel.
The worship.
The worship.
Yafa, la beauté.
The Yafa, beauty.
J'avais le sentiment que l'ennemi voulait détruire la beauté d'Israël.
I had the impression that the enemy wanted to destroy the beauty of Israel.
Au travers de cette jeune fille.
Through the life of this young girl.
Et encore hier, c'est un mari, père de 9 enfants, qui a été tué.
And then yesterday, it was also a father who was killed.
Directeur d'une yeshiva.
Director of a yeshiva.
Hébron appartient à Israël. Hébron, la ville d'Hébron appartient à Israël.
Hebron belongs to Israel.
Jéricho appartient à Israël.
Jericho belongs to Israel.
Shemron appartient à Israël.
Shechem and all of Samaria belongs to Israel.
Et Israël n'est pas véritablement libre dans son pays quelque part.
And so somehow Israel is not really free with the, in these places.
Quelle est la solution?
And what is the solution?
Aucune solution politique ou humaine n'a réussi.
No political or human solution has resolved the conflict.
Donc elle ne viendra que de Dieu.
So it will only come from God.
Je voudrais parler d'une autre période prophétique.
I want to also talk about another prophetic period.
50 ans.
50 years.
C'est le jubilé.
It's the jubilee.
Et en 2017, l'année prochaine.
So next year, in 2017.
Ce sera un jubilé.
It will be a jubilee.
En 1917.
those 1917.
Jérusalem a été libérée par le général Allenby.
Jerusalem was liberated by General Allenby.
C'était exactement à la fête de Hanouka.
And it was during the festival of Hanouka.
Le 9 décembre.
The 9th of December.
Il a libéré la ville des mains des Ottomans.
He had liberated the town from
the Ottomans.
The Ottomans.
Turcs.
The Turks.
50 ans après.
50 years after.
C'est 1967.
Is 1967.
Et il a libéré, Jérusalem a été libéré des Jordaniens.
And Jerusalem was liberated from the Jordanians.
Et pour la première fois, les Juifs pouvaient aller prier au mur.
And for the first time, Jews could go to the wall and pray.
1967, avec la guerre des six jours,
in 1967, with the seven-day war,
a été un événement mémorable,
was a very memorable event,
qui a eu une répercussion dans le monde chrétien,
which had repercussions in the Christian world.
Il y a eu une répercussion dans le monde charismatique,
which also had repercussions in the charismatic world.
Il y a eu des réveils.
There were revivals,
dans l'église.
Revivals in churches.
Et à chaque fois que Israël vit quelque chose de très fort,
and any time Israel experiences something very difficult,
il y a une répercussion dans l'église.
There are repercussions in the church.
En 2017, nous serons dans le jubilé après la guerre des six jours.
So next year in 2017, we will be in the jubilee.
Et je m'attends également à un réveil.
And so I'm waiting for a revival.
Et je m'attends à des miracles.
And I'm waiting for miracles.
Parce que nous avons besoin de cela.
Because we need it.
Parce que le monde juif a besoin de voir cela.
Because the Jewish world needs it.
Parce que l'église d'une certaine manière dort.
Because in a certain way the church is sleeping.
Alors je voudrais finir avec en parlant de la parabole des 10 vierges.
So to finish, I want to talk about the parable of the 10 virgins.
Les 10 vierges dorment.
The 10 virgins are sleeping.
Bibliquement, c'est dans le texte.
It's in the text that they are sleeping.
Mais parmi elles, 5 vont pouvoir rentrer pour les noces.
And in the text, 5 are going to go back for the wedding.
Elles sont dénommées sages, mais il y a aussi les vierges folles.
They are called wise, but there are also the other 5 which are called foolish.
Pourquoi sont-elles folles?
Why are they foolish?
Elles ont l'esprit comme nous, comme tout le monde.
They have the spirit like us, like everyone.
Leur lampe est allumée.
Their light is shining.
Mais elles n'ont pas de réserve.
But they don't have reserves.
Et au moment de l'appel de l'époux, au moment des noces,
at the time of the wedding,
elles ne peuvent pas rentrer.
They cannot come back.
Les vierges folles ne peuvent pas rentrer.
They cannot come back, these 5 foolish virgins.
Et on sait que l'époux, d'une certaine manière, c'est le Seigneur, c'est Jésus.
And we know that the husband in this story is Jesus.
Et en fait, il dit quelque chose de terrible.
He says something terrible in this story.
Je ne vous connais pas.
I do not know you.
Vous ne savez ni le jour ni l'heure.
You do not know the day or the hour.
Vous ne savez ni le jour ni l'heure.
You do not know the day or the hour.
Et ça m'a frappé. Je dis, c'est la raison pour laquelle elles ne peuvent pas rentrer.
And this really surprised me. That is the reason why they cannot come back.
Est-ce que nous savons le jour et l'heure?
Do we know the day and the hour?
Jésus a dit, je ne sais pas l'heure de mon retour.
Jesus said, I do not know the day of my return.
Seul le Père le sait.
Only the Father knows.
Mais vous savez que dans Daniel, il est dit que les hommes brilleront d'intelligence.
And we know that in the book of Daniel, it says that men will
deviendront sages.
Will become wise.
Parce que la connaissance augmentera.
Because knowledge will increase.
Donc je crois que nous sommes à la fin des temps.
So I believe that we're at the end of times.
Et que nous avons la capacité de discerner les choses.
And we have the capacity to understand things around us.
Jésus reprochait aux pharisiens et aux sadducéens.
Jesus corrected the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Il disait, vous savez discerner le jour.
And he said,
le temps.
You know how to understand the times.
Selon la lune rouge.
As in the red moon.
Mais vous ne discernez pas les temps.
But you do not know the time.
Ce sont des temps prophétiques.
These are prophetic times.
Aujourd'hui, nous sommes dans des temps qui sont les derniers.
And today we are in the end times.
Premièrement, parce que Israël a retrouvé sa patrie.
First, because Israel has found its land.
Et Jésus a dit que C'est comme le figuier, il a pris l'image du figuier.
And Jesus said he took the picture of the fig tree.
Et il a dit que quand ce figuier aura des feuilles, ce sera le temps où je reviendrai.
And he said when the fig tree has its leaves coming out, that will be the time.
Une génération ne passera pas avant que je ne vienne.
And a generation will not pass away before I come back.
Je crois que nous sommes dans cette génération.
And I believe that we are in this generation.
Je crois que le monde est d'une certaine manière en implosion.
And I believe that this world is in a certain way of thinking in a process of implosion.
L'Europe implose.
The European Union is collapsing.
Et avec toute l'invasion des migrants en Europe, nous voyons le terrorisme augmenter.
And with all of the immigrant crisis in Europe, immigrants coming into Europe, we see terrorism increasing.
Mais il y a encore des choses.
But there are still things coming.
Les Juifs doivent revenir de New York ou de Los Angeles.
The Jews still need to return from New York and from Los Angeles.
Et de Paris et d'Ukraine.
And from Paris and from Ukraine.
Donc tous les Juifs ne sont pas revenus, c'est encore un signe.
So not all of the Jews have come back yet. It's still a sign.
Mais l'année prochaine, c'est un jubilé.
But next year it is a jubilee.
Donc je m'attends à voir des choses de Dieu.
So I am expecting something from God.
Je m'attends à voir la fin de l'oppression islamique.
I'm expecting the end of the Islamic oppression.
Et d'un autre côté, je bénis le peuple arabe.
And from our side, we bless the Arab people.
Parce que dans le Moyen-Orient, qui est dans le chaos,
because in the Middle East, which is in chaos,
nous voyons des miracles.
We see miracles.
Nous voyons, il y a des milliers d'âmes, des musulmans qui se tournent vers Jésus.
There are millions of people. Millions of souls turning to Jesus.
Et à côté de cela, beaucoup de morts parmi le peuple chrétien. En parallèle.
Okay, in the same way.
Beaucoup de meurtres de chrétiens.
There are also many Christians being murdered.
C'est le sang des martyrs.
It's the martyr's blood.
Et je crois que nous devons prier dans ce sens que nous arrivons à la fin et nous devons prier que d'être prêts.
So we need to be praying in this direction and we need to be ready.
Dans le Cantique des Cantiques,
in the Song of Songs,
la Shulamite dit,
the Shulamite says,
je dors mais mon cœur veille.
I sleep but my heart is awake.
Donc je crois qu'on peut dormir, l'Église peut dormir, mais notre cœur veille.
So our church can be sleeping, but also be watching and be awake, alert.
So, je crois que c'est absolument important d'être prêt.
So I believe it's extremely important to be ready.
De prier pour ces temps qui viennent.
To pray for this time which is coming.
Des temps glorieux.
The glorious time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We want to take the communion now. Et Seigneur, je veux te prier pour ta grâce. Je veux te prier pour la gloire qui vient. Je veux te prier, Seigneur, pour les choses difficiles qui sont là, mais qui nous obligent à lever la tête vers toi. Merci, Papa, pour ces temps prophétiques que nous vivons. Before taking the elements, we have to pray individually. We are before the Lord, and we take His body, we take His blood. And Lord, we want to know our hearts. Is it pure in us? We need to be pure before you because you are the Lord. You are the high priest. And you bear on your chest the 12 tribes. And I want to ask, Lord, bless this country and protect your country. Because they love you. They don't know personally, but they love you. At the God of Yaakov. Thank you, Lord. And maybe we can stand up now and to come to take the elements, the bread and the wine. The wine is red. The juice is white. Thank you. And come up to take. Seigneur, nous voulons te bénir. C'est toi qui as la clé des mystères. C'est toi qui as la clé de tout. Tu es celui qui a créé le temps, qui a créé l'espace. Seigneur, c'est toi qui as ramené à la vie Israël. C'est toi qui nous as donné la vie, nous, l'Église. C'est toi, Père, qui es l'origine de tout. Et Père, je veux te rendre grâce pour ta présence dans ce lieu. Je veux te bénir, Père, parce que tu es le grand Dieu d'Israël, mais aussi le grand Dieu des nations. Merci pour le pain et le vin. Merci pour ton corps et le sang qui a été versé à la croix. Merci, Seigneur, pour le sacrifice au Golgotha. Et merci, Papa, parce que tu as permis que Jésus ressuscite des morts et qu'il règne, alléluia, et qu'il règne dans le ciel jusqu'à ce qu'il vienne personnellement descendre sur la terre, établir le royaume. Merci, Seigneur. Amen. We can take together the bread and the wine. In remembrance is death and is resurrection, because he is alive now. Hallelujah. And he is reigning. Amen.